number 41, closing advice from A Letter by Ilarion Pobyrokin. A wool merchant from Tambov, Ilarion Pobyrokin, became a leader among the spirit Christians in the late 1600s. He read much and kept his large family in order. Before his death in Siberian exile, he wrote, "Be serious-minded, trust in God, love God with all your heart, actively work for the good of his holy congregation, show respect and obey all his commandments, follow the path of virtue, shun enslaving habits, be perceptive, do everything in light of what comes after death. Do not allow opportunities to do good escape you. Think carefully before setting out to do anything new, and make no decisions in a hurry. Be prompt in meeting your obligations. Do not believe everything you hear. Do not tell others everything you know, but only what is necessary. If you are not sure about something, do not affirm it nor deny it. Investigate, so you may be discreet. Be temperate. Do not eat unless you are hungry. Do not drink unless you thirst, and that only in small quantities. Avoid drunkenness like you would avoid hell. Intemperance leads to sickness. Sickness brings death. Those who abstain from the unnecessary live in health and well-being. Do not be arrogant, but meek. Keep more to silence than to much conversation. When someone is speaking, listen. When someone talks to you, pay attention. When someone gives you orders, carry them out. Do not boast. Do not be stubborn, quarrelsome, or vain. Be friendly to all, but flatter none. Be fair. Do not desire what belongs to others. Do not steal, but work hard to produce everything you may need. In poverty, ask for help. When it is given, accept it and be thankful, but return the things you borrow, and whatever you promise, fulfill. Be courageous and always ready to work. Leave off idleness and laziness. If you wish to start a project, count the cost in advance, then stick to it without giving up. Do not lose heart in adversity. Do not let prosperity corrupt you. Be thrifty. Take note of what happens to those who do not persevere. They come to misfortune and sorrow. The faint-hearted sigh, lament, and wail over things the patient forbear without murmuring. Be generous and kind to all. Give to the one who asks of you. As long as you have anything left, help the poor. If someone has hurt you, forgive him. If you have hurt anyone, seek reconciliation. Do not hold grudges. Forgive the sinner. Let peacemakers do their work. If you love your fellow men, you will be loved in return. Greet those you meet. Return the greeting of those who greet you. Answer those who ask questions. Give advice to those who want it. Comfort the sorrowful. Do not envy. Wish everyone well. Serve everyone to the extent of your ability. If you only do good to others, your friends will love you, and your enemies will not be able to hate you with reason. Always speak the truth. Do this, and it will go well with you. Glory to God.